Get started with us.com.
Love the product. Tell us your story.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good evening. I don't know. Depends when you're listening to this. This is the Republic of Texas radio show where we talk. And we talk about stuff, things. We talk about Texas. We talk about our local little Fredericksburg thingamajig. We talk about you guys that are out there, you know, not in Texas. We talk about, you know, all sorts of things. Hey, let me check in with Alan real quick, see if he's there before I begin going down a rabbit trail, or maybe it's a regular trail. Alan, are you there?
I am, Steve. Good morning. And, I do want to talk about someone out there. I don't know if you heard, Frank, North Carolina, apparently had a stroke and is in the hospital and in the ICU and not doing real well. Just hope
yeah,
the best for him. We are thinking about you, Frank. And we know you were just trying to do good in the world and trying to right the world as well as you could and any way you could. So we are thinking about you, man, and we'll, you know, we're hoping things get better for you.
Oh, yeah. You know, he was the first point of business. And, you know, definitely yesterday that was a total shocker to me, you know, and how that goes down. But kind of used to people getting damaged, disappearing, dying. In any respect, Frank is not dead, right? You know, that's not what I'm saying whatsoever. I did communicate with Farron a little bit yesterday evening about that subject, and he actually got the chance to drive over and visit Frank in the hospital, so that must have been pretty nice. So anyways, folks, if you want to do the prayer thing, you want some prayers, pray for Frank, you know, whatever you can do for him, you know, I'm sure it's appreciated. It's weird. Alan, and I probably didn't want to go into this a little bit, but, you know, it's been about a year since my heart problems that I've had, you know, and about a year ago, I felt death right on my doorstep. Right, looking at my looking at my life, going, "Oh shit!" I'm sorry. It's pretty shocking when you think about it. And I saw you asked more. But you go, "Wow, this could be it." Oh my god! And I found a few people here in town that were going through similar conditions, you know. And I consider them friends. And I'm going, "Wow, you have the same thing." Wow, it's like we're all, you know, sick at the same time with some kind of a heart thingy. Now, I'm not doing this to, you know, sow conspiracy theories or anything like that. Of course, somebody could probably sow something like that. But I just saw it as interesting as the year passed from, you know, 2019 to 2020. I saw, you know, one of my friends, he got really a lot better. I got a lot better, too. You know, you got to weigh that. But, yeah, man, I'm alive. It's great. I went and visited a customer of mine, and she had a heart condition. And, she didn't get better. And, a year has passed since that time, and I visited her, and she was sitting there at her front counter with a backpack that contained a oxygen extractor, battery-powered. And she had this little tube going, and she was running it into her nose and walking around, and it gave her 8 hours of air. And I'm going, "Wow, hey, nose girl, what are you doing?" And she laughed, and we kind of, like, went ahead and talked, and, you know, we're in there fixing her problems. And then she told me that she says, "The doctor said I'm not getting better, and all we can do is try to make it so you have more better days than bad days." I'm like, "Oh, that's pretty much the you're dying speech, right, that doctors give, and you really need to kind of like fight at that point. That's not a really good thing. But unfortunately for her, I think her decision was made a while back when she decided that she was going to continue smoking, you know, the entire time that she was undergoing a lot of this stress on her heart and on her lungs, and the choice to continue smoking. And it was a hard choice, or hard to kick it, I guess, you know. But she's not doing too well. And then she looks at me and she goes, "You see that guy over there? You know, he's complaining because he has to go get a biopsy to see if he has cancer. How stupid is that?" She says, "I'm dying. I'm dying." Whoa, whoa, whoa. A lot to take in. Anyways, death is a really weird subject. And, you know, I get it. If you're a Christian, you know, oh, hallelujah, you're going to die. I go see the Lord, right? Is that what we do? No, not exactly. You know, the Muslims don't do that either. But it's definitely one of those final frontiers, and I'm not going to say that Frank's there. I have known a lot of people that have had strokes with the little left arm out of service type, you know, thing, and you can definitely pull that sucker around. You know, it's nicer if you have a stroke and you keep both hands. But the left arm might come back. All the love I got goes out to Frank. I think I babbled a little bit too much.
You know, Steve, if I could throw a couple of cents in here, you know, not only am I getting just really, really, and I know it's getting more prevalent, and it's, you know, 1 in 2 now, or it's getting close to 1 in 1 that, you know, we're going to have cancer in our lifetime. I'm getting so sick of hearing about people around me, friends, relatives, acquaintances that are dying of cancer or have cancer or fighting cancer. Not only that, but they're damn pets. You know, the innocent ones. You know, the good souls in this life. You know that you know count on us. And everyone's dogs are dying of cancer, and it's just I hate going out in public hardly anymore because just about everyone you talk to has some loved one or some loved something that is or has died of cancer recently. And I just, and it's just, and none of them ask the question, I wonder why this is happening. They're all just like, oh, well, my doctor said this, they don't, like, did your doctor ask or tell you how you might have gotten this cancer, how your dog might have gotten this cancer? No, they just want to treat it and cha-ching, cha-ching on it. And it just freaking pisses me off to no end, Steve. I hate going out, if nothing else, for that fact. Hearing about all this crap and seeing people dropping,
I know,
animals dropping dead around me. It's frustrating as hell trying to snap people awake. Question why? Why is it happening?
I don't know.
If I had hundreds of billions of dollars the Cancer
truth?
Institute have gotten, I could have solved cancer up here in my barn I live in.
I think cancer's been cured countless times. You know, and it's like yesterday, somebody came over to me and go, "Hey, did you hear that the Chinese cured cancer?" No, really? What is that, the 50th time? You know, is that real? Oh, yeah, definitely. They did it by, oh, man, you don't get
it. They're not going to tell us, and they're not going to let the cure get out. So, yeah.
Well, and it's always, you know, well, I don't know about that or something. You know, and besides, cancer is a blanket, a blanket diagnosis, right? Mm-hmm. For we don't know why your arm's starting to grow into a pizza. You know, the cancer, all right, okay? Well, it's lymphoma, cancer of the brain. You know, like, well, okay. But anyways, so yeah, they cured cancer again, and you're not going to be able to partake in it. But, you know, things like strokes and, I don't know, so, you know, strokes allegedly are caused by high blood pressure, right? And the blood thingy that gets from your body and goes to your brain. Now, that's what I know about that. And then I'm not a real Medici type guy, so, you know, don't hold me to it. But blood pressure and such, And, you know, to get back to Frank, man, sometimes we just need to chill out, right? And I'm not telling Frank to chill out, right? I'm just not telling him anything. I'm not telling anybody to do anything. I'm telling that kind of to me, you know, as I look in the world of chimpeachment, or, you know, I like to call it, or you what do you call it, chimpeachment? And I call it enchimpment, and they call it the impeachment. You know, okay, it's on. It's the impeachment. Here, we're going to say it again. I hate Trump. It's like, really, dude? Hold on. I'm going to spend how many hours hearing you say I hate Trump in how many different ways? But this time it's different. You're like, oh, God, no. Hey, on the plus side, Alan, the enchantment, you know, the impeachment, that's great. It's got a captive audience. They're not doing any harm while they're sitting there saying, I hate Trump or I love Trump. You know,
hang on, Steve. I'm going to have to beg to differ with you there. Because during the impeachment here, what has slid in that you haven't really heard almost anything about? The USMCA, come on down, the USMCA.
Mm. You know, okay,
the trade agreement,
yeah,
just kind of slid in, and it's just, because the impeachment's going on, you don't hear much about it, do you?
Alan, knock it off, man. You know, you're not supposed to talk bad about NAFTA. You know, I mean, it's a hybrid. It's everything that we complained about in 2015, 2016. You know, the TPP, you know, the thing, you know, and it's like woven in. But hey, what does it really matter, right? What does it really matter? This whole thing is going crazy, whether they decide that chimp. Am I calling Trump a chimp? Well, okay. If he is, he's really entertaining. I like that.
Orangutan.
He gets up on
an orangutan.
He gets
hey,
up on
orangutan.
Okay. Get up on stage and throw poop on all those other monkeys. Boo, boo, boo. He got them, right? You know, that's great. But something, you know, as you watch the news streams, you know, the MSNBC that says, you know, they get up there on stage and say, I hate Trump. And then the news people go, oh, breaking news. Somebody hates Trump. You're like, okay. Is anybody watching this? No.
How dare you?
Hey, I found it. How dare you? Yeah, she gets some time lately, too. But nobody's watching it. Nobody really cares. I sent you a link earlier, Alan. Oh, no, I sent you home with pieces of paper. That's right.
Caveman link.
Yeah. Caveman link. Yeah, it was really interesting. It was by a group called Real Clear Investigations. And it was a fascinating read about how, what they feel happened and that started the Ukrainian, you know, impeachment, if you will. And it's, you know, it talks about, what's his name, Eric Ciabatta, Brad Caramello, and it talks about his other buddy, and I don't have it right in front of me. I'll dig it up here in a second and put it into the chat room. Oh, yeah, you can get to the chat room at republicoftexas.chattango.com. But this Real Clear Investigations article did a great job. I mean, it's a fascinating read for me. I started one evening, and I go, wow, this is interesting. And they cite one source, and then they claim to have another source that didn't want to be cited. And I'm like, well, that's old-style investigations. Who are these guys, Real Clear Investigations? I don't know, but I went and I read up a little bit on them. Don't know much about them. If you know something about them, go over to the chat room or send me an email or give us a call. We'll talk about it. We'll talk a little bit about it. You know, it's kind of curious to think that there are reporters and editors out there that actually want to follow a story, like, you know, who's the whistleblower and how did he blow the whistle? And this little article goes through it just wonderfully. But the problem is, nobody cares. I mean, literally, I sent it to a bunch of people, right? And nobody cares. Nobody called me about it. Nobody texted me. I doubt anybody read it because they've been over-impeached, right? They don't care about Eric Camerano or whatever. They don't care what happened. But is that real, Alan? Is Trump on the fence, or is he in the clear on this? And where do we go from here, and why should we care? I know that's a lot
of questions. You remember my reaction to this? You remember my reaction to this, Steve, was, you know, yeah, it's a line of inquiry showing, you know, that they hated Trump from the start, and the insiders, you know, and the staffers were saying, oh, we're going to get Trump, we hate Trump, we're, you know, he's Trump's from Russia, Russia, hate Trump, you know. And I said, you know, even if all this stuff is true, it's not going to make it anywhere. I mean, my God, the freaking director of the FBI stood in front of the whole world on television and listed Hillary Clinton's most recent crimes, not all of them, that would take quite a while, but just the most recent ones, and then just looks at the camera and says, but she's a really good woman. We're not going to recommend charges be filed, so thank you very much. Good night. Goodbye. And that was the end of it, you know? So, I mean, you could even put it out in public, and no one pays any attention to it. You know, he just told the world that Hillary Clinton was a criminal. It's like, oh, but she's a nice criminal, and she didn't intend to be, so she's good. Like, what?
Alan, she was just
I don't look for justice anywhere in any part of this system, really, Steve.
Yeah, I don't see any. You know, I definitely don't see any. And so should we have a rage against that? You know, we talked about that.
But you follow the trail of evidence, and it pretty much leads you into a brick wall.
So where are we going, Alan? You know, where is that brick wall? Is that brick wall another 4 years of Donald Trump? Is that or is that freedom? Right? Is it Bernie Sanders? Because I don't know that they're going to let him do Bernie Sanders, but, you know, dang socialists are going to get there someday. Might as well be the burn, right? You know, are they going to walk through with the burn? Man, have you seen the pictures of Hillary Clinton are floating around? They look pretty good. Old Drudge Report sits there and, you know, finds all the best-looking pictures of Hillary as he supports her. You know, I mean, what happened to Matt Drudge? They kill him? Right, replace them with MSNBC. I don't know. It's kind of crazy to think that, you know, the way that everybody looks at everybody, only 5 years later, you know, when Trump was running, when he was candidate Trump to today, you know, Hillary Clinton couldn't get out of her way, and now she's, you know, I don't know, a fiction. You know, we'll see. She could become our next president.
Is it the real Hillary, or is it Memorex? Remember when she
really
collapsed and they took her to the apartment, and then like 10 minutes later she comes bouncing out of the apartment, you know, and just, you know, petting little kids along the way, along the street and everything, and just chipper as could be. And it's like, wait a minute, when she went in, she had a big fat butt and she weighed about 80 pounds more than what this chick does. And, you know, and then she comes and this chick comes bebopping out and is just having a good time, and oh, I'm sure everything's perfect. Like, you know, that I see Obi-Wan Kenobi standing in front of me, waving his arm, saying, these are not the droids you're looking for. Move along now.
And can we trust this to the election? Remember in 2015, people were sitting there going, watch the elections, watch the polls. And what is his real name? I don't know. Clown boy. Oh, God, I can't remember his name. Anybody that changes their name should, yeah, Barry Satoru. We should ask somebody, why the heck did you change your name? And if you change your name, should you be president? Why did you change your name to Barack Obama? Anyways, he says the elections are all fair. There's nothing to see, folks. But he sings a different song today. Hold on. We'll be right back. Republic of Texas Radio.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
All right. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back, Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, we're just talking about, well, the state of the universe and whatever out there. Where are we? 2020, that's where we are. That's our point in time, right? And I was sharing with you the fact that Barry Satoro or Barack Obama back in 2015 said that the elections our elections are fine. There's no need, nothing to see here, folks. Right? And they were really working to rig the election for Hillary Clinton. You know, they did their shenanigans against Hillary Clinton. Well, she did her shenanigans against Bernie Sanders. And wow, all of a sudden she wins. Yay. And Bernie goes, "Aw, I guess I got screwed. I'll walk away with a couple $1 million and maybe some other day," right? What are you going to do when you're a good little socialist? We walked away, and now everybody says the elections are screwed up, right, Alan?
I think Bernie walked away from the election after he showed up with that black eye on and his face beaten in. That's kind of when he said, "Well, Hillary's a really good woman, and I guess I'll just let her win."
Well, she hates him now, too, and we're going to see how they fight. But the funny thing is that fact that are the elections fair and free, right, and Washington State, has implemented a new smartphone voting system, and they're going to use it for their local election coming up here shortly. And so you'll just be able to pick up your rectangle and say, I like Bernie. And that's supposed to be fair and free. Good luck with that, guys.
Internet's all safe, Steve, right? Everything on the internet and everything is safe, so it'll save us. You know, no more of this personal face-to-face contact. Can't trust that.
Yeah, I don't. Well, can you trust that? You know, I know a local guy here, right? That's sitting there telling me the glory of our election system here in Gillespie County, Fredericksburg, right? And how we're safe. We set it up right. We're using paper ballots. There's nothing going on there, except for he's fighting right now because it seems like a whole box of ballots didn't get signed, and they don't know how they didn't get signed. Doesn't sound really free or fair to me, does it, Alan? You know, these are old tricks. They all, you know, somebody has a book of old tricks to steal elections, and it just ain't fair. It's not going our direction. Well, I think you know where.
Or
I'm
what is it as the film Hacking Democracy? How that came out, where they said, "Oh, well, they did a recount. Sure, we'll do a recount." And then she got to looking at the ballots that were being recounted, and she was like, "All the Democrats were together, and all the Republicans were together." And she was like, "Well, seems to me like these things were pre-sorted and kind of correlated here." Oh, well, yes, we pull a resident sample out, but we want to make sure that sample is representative. So, of course, we look at it and we make sure that it's a representative random sample. You know? Yeah, I mean, you know, at points it gets to where it's laughable and people still just say, oh, no, we mark ours with a pencil and then it's counted. I'm saying, what's it counted by? Well, they stick it into this machine. Is that machine computerized by any chance? Well, yeah. You know, okay, mm-hmm. So then your handwritten ballots are counted by a computer that can do with proprietary software whatever in the hell it wants to do. So, I mean,
yeah,
where is the justice in the system? Once again, I don't see a lot of it.
Right.
At least not for the decent people.
I look at the whole thing, and I kind of worry that, it really doesn't matter. Now, does that keep you from voting? Does it keep you from worrying too much? Well, during the break, we were just talking about getting super stressed out. And no, that's not what I'm going to do, man. I do what I'm going to do. Hey, does that mean that I don't vote? Right? Well, no. Does it mean that I vote? No. I'm going to do whatever the heck I want to do, regardless of what other people may think. You know, I might go out there and vote for Trump again, right? That might thing happen, right? Because I can't see another direction. And I kind of look, I'm trying to envision, to project forward a world in the burn, right? And I'm really liking, I don't like
it's almost, it's almost to the
I
point,
see.
Steve, of where, you know, this,
but
you
I
know,
can
for
see
most
it.
Of us out there, this capitalist system thing isn't working good for us, so you're almost to the point of why not try socialism? It can't be any hell much a lot worse than what capitalism is doing to us.
I think that that's where we're at, Alan. Remember, and see, a lot of this comes back to about 10 years ago. We asked a question, right? And everybody was sitting there, you know, and I'm saying alternate media going, oh, my God, they're all crooks type people. We're looking for help. We're looking for freedom and liberty. How do you get these millennials involved was a question that I'd heard from so many different groups. We want to engage the millennials. And 10 years ago, well, it wasn't so clear. All you have to do is give them free stuff. That's it. Promise free stuff. You don't even... Hang on, folks. This is free stuff here. Republic of Texas Radio. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Oh, free stuff. It's just free stuff here. Republican Texas Radio here on republicbroadcasting.org. And yes, at least Republic Broadcasting is free for now. We're in a hump time. You know, it'd be nice if you guys could go over to the website at republicbroadcasting.org and maybe kick in a few bucks. Keep us on the air. Keep the lights lit. It's kind of important. I was just talking about millennials back in the day, if I can say that, like 2010, 2011, and, you know, people going, well, if we could only harness millennials. Well, Bernie Sanders figured that out in 2015, and all he said was free stuff. Yeah, really? Cool. The pre-education, we're going to take away your student debt. Oh, my God. How's that for a chain that's hung around your neck? Oh, it was just incredible when I saw that chain that was placed under, you know, these kids, people 29, 30 years old that have gotten their education underwater basket weaving. They're 20, 30,000, 50,000, 70,000 in debt. And all they can do is work over at McDonald's or Burger King or this place, right? But it only pays 10, 15 bucks an hour. You can't even get underneath that debt that you've got, and it doesn't do anything because nobody wants an underwater basket weaver.
You know, Steve, I was talking with this about, you know, with my relatives down here, you know, and, you know, one of them is a, you know, a pretty good banker. You know, he's got his position, And even he was talking about was it Nancy Pelosi or someone had a conversation and got mad, and someone asked him, it's like, so you want to forgive debt on all these people who have gone to college and gotten these you know, degrees with, you know, left-handed underwater women's basket weaving with an emphasis on menstruation, and then they get out in the world and they work at McDonald's, you know. And then someone posed the question, and it's like, well, you want to forgive their debt, but what about those of us who struggled and, you know, worked two jobs, you know, so we could put our kid through college, and, you know, they got out of college, you know, without debt, and you know, you're going to reimburse us, too, for what we went through to put our children through college? Well, no.
No.
You could afford it, you know? It's like, well, not really. You know, I struggled and scraped, and that's why I'm still living in a freaking barn, but my kid, you know, has a college degree, even though he's working at a McDonald's now. But, of course, you know, it's like, well, of course not. You know, you had the opportunity to pay for your child's education, you know. And these children had to, you know, get a loan to do it. And that should be forgiven. So, you know, just the sheer inanity of the whole thing. Sometimes it even gets to the people that are trying to avoid seeing what's going on.
I had some debt when I was growing up due to signing on to a trade school, right? And I learned some auto mechanic stuff from them. They told me, you know, they showed me how to rebuild engines and transmissions and a lot of different parts of how cars work, right? But I had to take out a loan from the school, you know, to actually, to get tuition, I guess, because I didn't have enough money, and my parents were middle class, and I was white, and I'm like going, well, what? I can't get any grants. But everybody else is getting grants, and everybody's like, wow, you had to take out loans. This is all free for me. I'm going, what's different? So, well, you know, I'm black. I'm Chinese. I'm Japanese. I'm from here and there, and I'm like going, really? You know, we got introduced to that crap back in California really early. But I carried that debt. And I carried that debt for probably about 10 years. And it just kept growing and growing. I remember watching $10,000 go to $17,000 and being underneath it going, oh, my God, there's no way I'm climbing out under that. You know, it was a recession time in California. Well, the U.S., you know, as a whole, and I was strapped with debt. Well, I got lucky, and I got some stocks, and then they paid off, and I cashed out, and I paid that off like that. Bam. It's gone. Okay. Done. And I felt so much lighter. But I remember what it was like to be looming underneath that huge debt, and I can feel where the millennials are or the students of nowadays, Alan. You know, they sit there and
about the credit card?
You've got to go to
the credit card debt. It's not just school. You know, the credit. I got into that credit card game that, you know, one time. You know, and, you know, you get your balance up to, you know, it gets up into so many thousands of dollars, and all of a sudden you get a notice. It's like, well, we're switching your interest rate now to, you know, 29%.
Totally different. You know, yeah, I understand that's a fraud. I know. They're like, but it's totally different, right? Because credit card debt is, you know, the debt in the game of credit, where you can sit there and file bankruptcy and say, nanny, nanny, boo-boo, I'm not going to pay you, right? And you get to do that, what, once, twice? You know, you get two resets, but that doesn't hold true for stuff that they say is student loans, right? The student loan stuff never goes away, and it stays with you, and in the end, they'll grab it from anywhere they can, Social Security. It's a damn evil thing, man. And, yeah, I don't know. Millennials kind of, I think that's what's selling socialism right now. They strapped a chain around the millennials, and it's called student debt. And then they promised them socialism, which is going to be, well, democracy, whatever, democratic socialism. What does that mean? Well, you can vote for who you want to screw you. I don't know. Old Ken says he doesn't trust the public to vote or decide how things should be run. I don't like the democracy. Yeah, I don't either, man. Totally. I don't, because the people that are voting don't even understand the subject. Then maybe I didn't either back in 2007, 2008. It took a little bit of time to actually do it. But I think I should be able to vote right now. What do you think, Alan?
Yeah, well, you know, it's something else. You know, another interesting little conversation I had with my young cousin and his wife. You know, like I said, they're moving closer to us here now, you know, so I'll hopefully get to see him more often. But, you know, his wife was sitting there, and we're talking about things, and I walked over to her, and I said, you know, I said, I'm not accusing you of anything. I said, because this is just the way the world is now. I said, but you see that thing right there? And she had it kind of in her hand, and I said, you know, it's become an appendage of everyone. I said, you know, I love the technology. I hate how it's being used and how it's being used to manipulate and control, you know, basically the whole population now, because most people have that damn rectangle and it's glued to their hand. You know, a lot of them carry it around and look at it the whole time, or it's in their hand the whole time. And, you know, you try to have a conversation with them and all of a sudden the little thing in their hand goes, da-da-da-da-ding, you got mail, or, you know, you got a twit or something like that. And, you know, the conversation you are having with them will be broken off while they do the rectangle thing. And it, for me, it's frustrating. Like I said, you know, I'm the caveman sitting out here. I really try to be kind of ambivalent towards, you know, the technology that's coming out, but I'm not ambivalent about how it's being used, because I see it, because I'm not involved in the use of it. So I don't try to defend it in any way. I kind of try to look at it objectively, and I see what it's done to the society. There's, you know, so little face-to-face interaction anymore that, you know, you can't, how do you look someone in the eye when they're on a rectangle? I guess you can look at a digital version of them, but you can't get a real sense of, you know, who they are. Are they telling me the truth? Are they, you know, the eyes are the windows to the soul and such that we always used to say, and that's pretty much gone nowadays. So, it's, you know, and people realize it. She said, I know, I kind of hate that I do that too, but I know. I looked at her and
well,
I said,
don't
I know,
do that.
But it's part of life
Stop
anymore,
it.
Isn't it?
It's I mean, when
part
you're
of life.
You
know? Another thing, I was sitting there listening to, you know, like I said, you know, one of my cousins, you know, his father, you know, is a big banker. And sitting there listening to him, and they were talking about some kind of, you know, he was saying, you know, it's all networking, son. It's all networking. You got to network. You got to get to know people. You got to get to know the right people. You got to network. You got to do this. You got to, and they were, he started talking about some club that he's in, and I didn't catch the name of it, but it was some kind of exclusive type. You know, I looked across at my cousin. I said, who's the Grand Poobah? I said, what do you have to get to be Grand Poobah? And he kind of pulls his fingers up and rubs them together. And I'm like, oh, okay. You know, let me be Grand Poobah. You know, and but you know, that's what the world is. It's not really how competent you are might be in what you're doing. It's who you know. And what influence they have, and what influence it can get you, and where it can get you. Not what you know, but who you know. And that's just wrong as far as I see it.
Yeah, for sure. I heard a story last week, and a person I know was at work, and his boss came up to him really pissed off. He says, bam, sign this. This is your final warning. He goes, what? And he goes, I'm not going to talk about it. Sign it. And then he looks at it and he says, your final warning, you did something wrong and this and that. And then I told you and I signed it. And he's like, hey, sign it, this, right? And he, you know, his boss is gone. And he says, I'll type that up with him next time I see him. Well, next time he sees him, right, he goes, okay, so what's the deal? Right, I ain't signing that. He says, that's okay. You don't have to. It's on the record. He says, well, what is this about? He said, well, you know, remember when the koalas came in, you know, the other day? The koalas came in and they had 5,000 whatever, breakfast tacos, breakfast burgers, something or whatever. And they only ordered enough for just them. Well, they came back to the kitchen. Well, they didn't go to the kitchen. They went to the waiter and said, waiter, waiter, us koalas, we need more tacos. And the waiter goes, I'm sorry, sir. It took us, you know, 4 hours before we open to create these. We're working on your koala lunches. That's unacceptable. You must make us koala tacos right now because we're the koalas. Well, that wasn't physically possible to actually switch over, and they just went about it and nothing happened. Well, when one of the koalas felt offended because the koalas were, they were there and they wanted koala tacos. So they said, fire that guy. We don't like him. Koala, koala, koala. And he says, well, look, I'll take care of it. And so the manager gave him a note saying a final notice. When there was no first or second, it was just a final notice. We ended with nothing. I had a final nothing notice, right? And then he goes, well, what's up with this? He says, well, it's whatever. The koalas wanted you fired. You're not fired. You're okay. He says, you can just go ahead and stay here, and when the koalas come in next, you take the day off. He says, no, screw that. I quit. He says, you're going to be two-faced to them? He says, well, look, they just paid us $12,000. I can't really turn my back on that. And they want you fired. They said that they did. But that's not true. But what am I going to go tell them that they're lying? They just gave us $12,000. Ah, got it. The koalas are into truth and freedom and liberty. No, the koalas aren't, and it's not the Kiwanis Club. I kind of tweaked the name quite a bit because I don't want you guys finding out who it is, because I might hurt the force. But this happens, right? People negotiate for what they like and who they hate based on their money. So you're the head of a place called the Koala Club, and you're handing around thousands of dollars, right? Here's $12,000 for all of our, koala tacos. And, hey, bang, bang, just like what happened to the Ukraine, I need a favor from you. What did that happen to Trump? No, but Biden did it, right? But we all knew that they do that. That's your government. They have money in one hand, and they say, here you go, and you're going to do this for me, right? Yes. Here's your money. There you go. Go on, little guy. Remember where you got that, right? That's been government since I was a kid. I mean, we operate that here in Fredericksburg, Texas. The koalas will sit there and strong arm a person, try to get somebody fired for what? Because of their poor planning. It's koala planning.
Or you've got the ones beneath them trying to climb up and get that esteemed position of making the koala tacos. When he's just he's a low level part of the whole process of making the koala tacos, and you got the guy up here that and the little guy at the bottom of the scale is sitting there watching the koala taco maker guy make his, and I saw him put an extra piece of tomato on that koala taco, and that's just wrong. He goes and he tells the boss, and then the boss comes in and says, oh, you went against policy. I want you to sign this final notice here, Well, where'd this come from? Oh, we're not saying, Fred Bob over here, came and ratted on you because you actually made a customer happy. You went against company policy, and you're getting a warning. That's what I call a one-up and brown-nose and backstabbing rat bastard, and there's a lot of them out there, folks. That's what the world's been turned into.
Man, and it's going to get worse. It's just going to get worse. It has nowhere to go. Somebody was telling me several weeks ago about the pendulum, right, that swings. Actually, I think it might have been my sister talking about my dad and how he felt that the pendulum swings far to one side and then comes swooping back. Well, our pendulum right now is far towards a totalitarian regime, and it would be nice to think that it's swinging back. And you can almost paint a picture where it could, but a lot of things need to happen that we just don't see happening. The impeachment thing, doesn't matter how that ends, right? It ended badly for the United States, but it just happened. But for the Democrats or Republicrats, it's good thing.
You know, Steve, if I may, using your pendulum description here, you remember what was it on the episode of like Wild Wild West where, you know, they were strapped down and, you know, the bad guy had them strapped to a table and there was this giant pendulum, you know, swinging back and forth across them. But every time it swung up to one apogee, it would drop a little bit lower and it'd swing to the other side and it'd drop a little bit lower. You know, to get closer and closer to slice them. That, you know, so the pendulum might be swinging, swing towards the bad. Oh, well, it gets worse. Swings towards the good. Well, damn, it gets worse again. It gets a little bit lower and it gets closer to cutting your stomach open, you know? That's the way I see the pendulum. You know, it might be swinging back and forth, but it's getting more dangerous the whole time.
Yeah, it's moving, folks. Hang on. We'll be right back. Republic of Texas Radio.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right. We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Oh, man. I don't know, Alan. It all gets so futile to a certain extent, you know, if we place our hopes on just about anything. Scary world.
Well, you're asking that word, that word you just used. Was that F-U-T-I-L-E or F-E-U-D-A-L, futile? Which one were you using?
I don't know.
Because it's getting more futile as well as futile.
Right. Sharecropping, that's where we're going to. Actually, that's pretty much the truth of things, right? Sharecropping, where the government owns everything and you have the right to manage their resources if you are blessed. No, Sheriff John will come to your house and, well, he'll probably be just a little script that's occupying in cyberspace. You know, he doesn't have to be a real thing. I don't know. But
Around here, you know, Steve, you know, unless you're growing grapes, you know, that like the agricultural, you know, part of this economy around here is actually kind of gone. You know, there's a few places around. I was out at my uncle's place yesterday, and, you know, a guy leases it for, you know, for growing crops on. And, man, I was over there, and he had these nice, big, beautiful four-wheel drive Mongo tractors. I mean, with huge wheel, you know, two sets of wheels on the back, you know, and four-wheel drive, you know, big grabber tires on the front. And, wow. I mean, this is like a, you know, a $500,000 tractor. It's got to be. You know, I'm like, how in the hell is this guy? He's got to be in debt up to his eyeballs to afford this because he's just one of the guys from around here, you know. And, man, he's got to be just in debt like crazy for that thing. I really can't see it. I was almost scared to ask him, you know, how the hell did you afford this thing? Because actually while we were over there, you know, we were unloading some stuff into one of the old houses over there, and someone that was driving by, you know, knew that this guy leased it, and they said, hey, there's someone up there with the U-Haul, and it's old Sophus drove up, and I went out and talked to him, and, you know, Bill talked to him, and I was like, well, you know, at least it's good to see that, you know, neighbors, you know, looking out for each other a little bit still. You know, there's, you know, someone up there, some activity going on that they were questioning. So they called the guy that they knew, you know, leased it for running crops on, and he came out and investigated. You know, I said, you know, well, glad to see that still going on at least.
Yeah. Not the neighborhood watch, it's the neighborhood, you know, go take a look. Yeah, that's really
well, at least they didn't call 911 and have a SWAT team called in on us.
Well, maybe next time.
We can always hope, huh?
Toward the top of the hour, and I don't want to jump another direction. We can always hope. Really? No. Well, I think it's sliding that way. I really do. I think it's slid. You know, there's no going back. There's no recovery. You know, prove me wrong. I just really would love to be wrong right now. But maybe it needs a slide, right? Maybe that pendulum has to keep swinging. We talked about that before the last break. You know, as it swings across, the hero is laying down. Or is it the hero? Or maybe it's the maiden, right? The innocent maiden. Which the hero has to get to her before she dies, right? Damn, she died. Well, hopefully there's another one somewhere else. We lost that one, folks. There goes the Republic. Nah, it's not gone yet. Well, the Republic might be, but you're not. But that doesn't mean
you to get it back
yourself. Man. Hang on, folks. We'll be right back after these messages, and we'll kind of jump where we're going. Talk to you in a minute.
With the spirit world, learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.